What I had was the three letters that I had in your packet. I think I spoke to you last week about these, and this is what we came up with. We would just need your approval if you want to continue on with this. Then I'd have we'd get them with the clerk, and she could print them off on your letterhead, and then have Larry sign off on that. If you guys didn't have any issues or problems with that. I spoke to Kenny with Cook Flat, and he just couldn't see that any one of these costing over $100,000. So he didn't see where he could see in a situation where these would cost in excess of $100,000, because they will pay for the first $100,000 of the study. After that, it will be a 50-50 split. And he just couldn't see any situation where any one of them would be over $100,000.
Did he have any comment as to apply for all three of them at once? As far as,
he said they have never applied for funds like this. So, and he did comment on the 4500 one that we've already started doing through through the Federal Highway Administration, through the state. And I told him that this would be for the armoring of the bank is what I was wanting to use this funding for, instead of it being our portion to do that. So, but I just thought we're never going to get it if we don't try.
Motion to accept the three letters.
I'll second.
Mr. Weaver?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Okay, and the other one was the bids on the trucks that came in. I know, but you said last time we weren't going to be purchasing anything, but I'm bringing those to you since those were already out, and that was the insurance money we were going to replace the truck with. We had wrecked that pickup truck and got the insurance money, and this was it. So,
how much was the insurance money?
$36,000.
So they covered the cost of the truck?
Oh, yes.
Yep. I'd make the motion to proceed.
That'd be a little extra there if you got the trust.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
If my recommendation would be go with the low bid, so if you guys are considering that.
From Shields Motor?
Yes, ma'am. The $29,300 one.
Yes. I'm all right. What do you think, brother? Well, if I start seconding, I won't back up a minute.
Whatever Jim wants, of course, you know that I prefer the Chevrolet.
Yes, I do know that, and I just going with the low bid.
That's what we do, except the low bid.
Yeah.
Because
neither one of them are from local, so.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
We've already gotten the check on the account.
Yes, we have, and I put it in the special equipment account, so.
You need a motion on that?
Yes.
You have a motion? Oh, well, that's right. I'll have a motion. Second, then.
Mr. Beaver?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Mattis?
Yes.
And Shield Motors and Chevy.
Yes. I believe Jeff was wanting to visit with you about the washing machine.
We did some more checking on this. I called the place in Wichita, and their machines are still anywhere from $17,000 to $18,000, and they're not willing to come down here. I called Joe Harding in Joplin. He's closed. He's not taking any orders right now. So the bid we got is a good bid from the people in Kansas City. And my advice is, even though this one's 30 years old, is, I know it's a kind of bad timing, but I'd like to see us get this thing at that price. They give us 30% off, and it would be a wise thing to do as far as I'm concerned at this point. At least have it here. We can see if we can sell ours, and then they can come and hook the new one up at appropriate time. But for $12,000, a 65-pound washing machine like that is a very good deal. So
I think common sense tells you that kind of price, it would be good to go ahead and get it, especially if you don't want a washing machine going down.
Now, I know there, we just spent money on this one, but still, it's 30 years old. There's still issues with it, but it's running. They're doing an average about 4 loads a night. And with this virus going on, if something happens, I don't want to be in a position where this thing goes down. It's just not good. I'd rather have it set in here, and we could get it changed out. B.J. Good in Wichita or Kansas City said that they'd come down, be willing to come down, and when they come down, we check them, temperatures, the whole nine yards, bring them into this environment, and they are willing to do that if we need them, but at least get it ordered and get it here. So that's where we're at.
The one we have is working now, but it's not very dependable.
Right.
Well, it's 30 years old fridge. You know, if we can get 30 years out of the next one, you know, we've done
now that. The new one's a little bigger. It also saves energy. It has a different sprayer deal on it. It'll use anywhere from 30 to 35% less water than this one does. And energy. So, I mean, even there, it's going to help us and save us. But
you're going to have, you were talking about having to sit down here with the set.
Until we get this one sold, I'd like to advertise this one, and maybe somebody can use it in a hotel or someplace and see if we get at least get our money back for what we spent on the motor, and then they'll change it out. They have a price on there to swap the whole thing out for us. So the whole thing installed is under $15,000.
They take this one on trade?
They don't want it.
So how realistic do you think you can sell this one?
I have no idea.
When you, I guess where I'm coming from, you know, I'm not against it.
If we don't, we'll just change it out when it goes out.
Because you said once we got this going, we could probably get through till the end of the year or so and make that decision then and get off the price of the whole.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that's why.
But our price isn't going to be good out. Next. That price isn't going to be good then. They give us, I think, 60 days or 90 days on that. The more I think about it with this going on, the less we go in there and have anything that can go wrong, I just didn't get it done. So, like I said, it's a very good price. It's a very good price. But I'd rather have things set in here if something goes wrong, and then we can get them to change it out.
Yeah, but most of all, in an emergency situation, that thing would happen to go out, we'd be in a world of hurt.
But
have to do all this cleaning.
We just don't want to go out and have to go downtown. That's not good. They did that one time, and they did it several times, and they were down. But you go down there to Tidy Whitey's and do 4 loads or something, they bring them back wet and dry them here, but it still takes quite a bit, and then you're out in the public. But
what do you mean when you go downtown? They
have to wash things when our washer's down. So D40 crew takes them to Tidy Whitey's, really the only laundry left in town, because they got a big machine about like this one. But you have to pay to get everything washed.
What's involved
there. I'm just looking ahead, not to cut something off if anything happens during this virus thing. We don't know how long this is going to go on. So the more I think about it with the price and what they're willing to do for us, it's a very good deal.
Is that this one you have $14,672 on?
Yes, that's.
And you're now telling me it's $12,000.
Well, the washing machine's $12,000. That's installed. The list price is up above there.
Okay, so my actual price is going to be $14,000, not $12,000.
To buy it right now, it's only $12,000. Just have it set here. That's the installed price. We'll pay that later if we need it when they come install it. Right now, I think up there at the very top, it's got the 65-pound washing machine at 12 something. That's what we'll be paying. And shipping.
Yeah, freight was $25,000.
Yep.
So we're still, you know, so we have a machine $14,672.
Can you install it?
with the warranty, it's better they do, because it's got all the soap containers.
You
all
got an emergency.
Well, an emergency. They'll cover us. They told us there's an emergency, they'll be down here. They already covered that portion that came down a week ago, and actually they were coming down to look at it, but he had all the parts and fixed it in 2 hours with the new motor and the relays and got us going. So they've been very good. And this is the same company that put that one in 30 years ago. We didn't even know they existed. So he's found them by kind of roundabout way. But most of the other commercial washers, everything I found is $4,000 to $5,000 more than that. That's not even installed. That's just buying it and getting it here.
So if we wait, we take a chance on the machine breaking down and then waiting.
Yes.
For a period of time to get one in and install, which is another week or two.
Well, it's a 30-year-old machine. You never know what's going to do with it.
Right.
With a 30-year-old machine, you never know what's going to happen to it.
Well, I understand that. I'm just asking.
Yeah, now there are some things that aren't working on it. We just got them kind of jerry-rigged to get by on, because it's not feasible to spend that money to fix the soap dispensers and stuff.
And then if the machine breaks down, you got to have, I suppose, the prisoners or somebody carry your laundry down to the laundromat. Depend on that.
Yep. And that's what we're trying to avoid, if that happens. Right now, I say they're doing 4 loads now.
And you've done that before with prisoners going down there back and forth?
Yes, when it had a tub problem here about 2 years ago, it was down for about a week. They went down and did laundry at laundromat. Of course, they had this virus thing worried about then, but D40 crew took it down, then they'd bring it back and dried them here. So, this is just one of those things that I'd rather have it here and not need it, need it and not have it. And I think about that quite a bit with everything that's going on. And we're going to have to do it sooner or later anyway, so this point being, I don't think we're going to ever beat this price. So. No, I don't think you'll be sorry. Like I said, I've thought about it quite a bit and stuff that's happening. Is I'd rather get it this price after calling Wichita and then Joe Hardy and being closed. They're not even taking orders. They're in Joplin. So, this company's willing to help us. So.
I guess I'm going to go along with it. I'll make a motion. I guess it's no different than putting in that boiler. I know we set the money aside a year ago, but the thing is, you're trying to do it off time and while you're not a critical situation.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion and we do it. I'm a little upset that I only had to spend the money to fix this one up, and 2 weeks later you tell me you want a new one because it's not going to get to the end of the year. That bothers me.
I know.
You told me up front, hey, Robert, we can fix it, but I don't think we should. We just bought it.
Well, this is an afterthought. I mean,
that's what the reason I'm hesitating. And I'm not getting on to nobody. We're asked to make decisions. I spent that money, and now you want another $14,000. I'd have spent $14,000 the day you come to me and just been done with it.
At that time, they were more. After it got it fixed, it just opened up that way.
Anyway, so the motion's on the table.
Do you want to repeat the motion again?
As there it is, $14,000.
Is it just
$14,672 installed?
Purchase it out of capital outlay.
You want to put in there to authorize Jeff to try to find a buyer for the existing one?
Yeah.
You want to put that in there also?
Okay. What do you think you get out of that?
I have no idea. 30 years old. If we buy one 30 years old, it's like some of us being 60 and 70. You know what I mean?
That's my question. Who's going to buy it? Who wants it?
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second. I'll go on second. Are you going to second? Yeah, I'll second. I have reservations too, particularly about what's going on.
We all know. Well, that's really nice. That's really nice. I'm interested in getting it. Is that very reason?
You say we have 90 days on it to get this?
The price is good for 90 days. So I say you don't have to do the whole 14.
Wait 80 days in order.
Huh?
Wait till 80 days in order.
Well, the only problem with that is if something happens, here we are waiting on an order. It's going to defeat our purpose.
Don't forget.
Commissioner
Bamber?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner
McNamara? Yes.
Can
you tell
them
to hold a check for about
8 days?
Pardon?
Can you have them hold a check for 8 days?
Post-dated.
60
days.
After we get through this crisis, they may want to give it to us for that price.
Well, I'm surprised they're giving us that 30% off.
So, that's 30% of our price.
Well, not compared to the others. I was really concerned there for a while that it would be anywhere from 17,000 to 24,000.
I just had one other thing. I was wanting to do a executive session, and if you guys would want to wait till after the last thing of the meeting, I can do that. Instead of going back there, we can just do it here after the meeting's over. It's to discuss non-elected personnel, and I'd like to have the clerk in with that meeting also.
Yeah, we can leave.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What's that?
Don't leave.
Okay.
I got a question for you. Where are we at on our wage study?
We are...
We haven't heard anything on it for some time.
We're still waiting on a couple, three departments to get us their job descriptions. So we're still... That's where we're at right now.
We sent all our stuff all up to him.
What's that?
We sent all of our stuff up to him. I got mine finished.
Okay, you got it sent to Phil then? Okay. He said it would be probably 5 to 6 weeks before. Of course, that was before the delays that we had getting everything to him, but he said it'd be 5 to 6 weeks before he'd have something to discuss with us or go over with us. So we're still... I will get with him this week and see where he's at then.